one of the best in it. They got great players. Hayden Kramer, Owen Zeter is one of the best players in the state with 17.1 points per game. Corey Thompson, David Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, Keelan Rempe, all great players. We got to see them go all the way to the state tournament game in volleyball. So we've seen this team. They're 8-0 on this season. They have just been lights out all year round. So what are we going to expect here for this actual team to try to compete with here today?
Well, they got big shoes to try to take care of. I mean, I had Centralia, I think, in the Division I, Class 1A. It's a two-person race. I think it's them and Little River. I think Centralia and Little River are just two girls' teams at that classification that are just that much better than anybody else. Now, if somebody steps up and proves me wrong, hey, go for it. But from what I've seen and what I know about those two teams, they're in a class by themselves. Now, that means you can't compete with them and maybe try to catch them on an off night because they do have some youth, Centralia does, but they are talented. Now, you look at the actual team, they got talent. It's just they're young. They're very young. They got several freshmen they play and play in some key roles. Are they going to be able to handle the pressure of what Centralia is going to put at them? And they're going to put pressure on them. It's going to be physical. So I think it's two teams. I think it's the Centralia team that's already been established, and then you got an up-and-coming team.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes
year,
good luck to
definitely the in the years to come, they're going to be a team to deal with on the girls' side.
And this Axel girls' team, again, you talk about those freshmen, Keelan Detweiler, one of them had 9 points on Saturday, and then she had over 12 points on Tuesday with three threes against Onega. Maggie Swapin, 10 points on Saturday. She averaged 11 points per game, 11 rebounds per game, 3 blocks per game. And, yeah, it's the freshmen for the Eagles have been dominant. And it's for the Panthers. It's the sophomores, Hayden Kramer, and then Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp. But we'll be right back in 2 minutes here on 92.1 KMZA. Don't go nowhere. We got the Centralia Lady Panthers, ranked number 2 in Class 1 Division 1, taking on the Axel Eagles in Class 1A Division 2.
Wildcat. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, here we are moving on to the girls' side of the bracket. We just got done with the boys' game where, again, the Centralia boys won 54-47, but now we are with the Centralia girls taking on the Lady Axel Eagles. We called a girls game earlier where Valley High beat 53-57, so they move on their side of the bracket, but Centralia and Valley Heights on opposite side of the bracket, and those two teams could compete in the championship, or you might even see Hanover. But Centralia does have to get through this first round. They did not play on Saturday. Axel did. Axel in that game was able to beat Washington County 47-43, and let's talk about these starting lineups. For the Centralia Panthers, head coached by Dusty Thompson in his third year. Hayden Kramer, the sophomore, number 0. Tatum Kramer, the senior, number 11. Owen Dieters, number 15, the senior. Corey Thompson, the junior, number 20. And Josie Haverkamp, number 42. As for the Axel Eagles, under third-year head coach as well, Bradley Broxton, number 2. Nellie Stroffman, number 24. Keelan Detweiler, the 5'5" freshman, Reagan Hazenkamp, number 4, Maggie Stroffen, another freshman at 5'10", number 34, and Audrey Costell, the 5'7" senior, number 21.
Now, I mean, you just don't know. I mean, D West, you got Hanover over there, Valley Heights, Centralia. I mean, there's several teams can knock off anybody. That's why you play the game, because anybody can have an off night. We might look at them and say, well, this team's just so much better physically and skill-wise, but there are off nights where teams can sneak up on somebody and get the win from you.
And this game starts off with Dieters winning the tip-off. She goes down low on a pass to Tatum Kramer. Kratom gets fouled, and that will start the game here from the free throw line. Just 5 seconds in, the Panthers will shoot some free throw shots. Again, you're locked into 92.1 KMZA, all part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. And the Panthers get the first point of this game up the free throw line with Tatum Kramer sinking it in. Tatum Kramer looking to sink another, and she does. Tatum Kramer goes 2-for-2 up at the free throw line. Now a 2-0 start here for Centralia over Axel. Stroffen with the ball. Stroffen to Detweiler. Detweiler, she's had an incredible back-to-back game for her team. She had 9 points on Saturday, more than 12 points on Tuesday against Onega last week. We've had coverage on both of their games. We've actually had 3 games straight here with the Axel Eagle girls on radio coverage.
Yeah, just right from the get-go, Centralia's putting the pressure on Axel, seeing how they can handle it. It's all that youth.
Axel throwing it in from the baseline over to Costell. Costell, ball getting lost on the baseline as it goes out of bounds. Costell again is a 5'7" senior guard, number 21. She has the throw in here from the baseline. That's Detweiler, the freshman, but it goes to Costell over the top. Good catch. The junior, Natalie Stroffen, has the ball. Now gets up to Keelan Detweiler. Detweiler takes a long two, bounces off the back of the rim. And the rebound will be picked up by the starter, Josie Havercamp, for the first rebound of the game. Down the court, Centralia. Up top to Havercamp, to Owen Dieters. Dieters releases a long three-point shot. It bucks off the rim, and it will be picked up by Costell. Down the court, but a turnover right back into the hands of Centralia. First turnover of the game. And now Owen Dieters re-gets her three-point shot from the corner and makes it. It's 5-0. Owen Dieters, who averaged 17.1 points per game, is an incredible three-point shooter. And now the Eagles will turn over back-to-back time.
Yeah, they're going to have to take their time, break this press, get it back into the half-court game. One thing you don't want to do is get in a running game with Centralia, or they're going to blow you out of the water.
Owen Dieters to Aiden Kramer, the sophomore, who averages nearly 10 points per game and 3.4 rebounds per game. Kramer drilling with the right hand, fires it out to Dieters. Dieters, the drive on the baseline, on the landing strip, she takes off to the basket, but could it go in? It's the 5'6" freshman, the 5'10" freshman, Maggie Stroffen, and makes the rebound. The ball is almost stolen and taken away by the Panthers, but the Eagles still have it. Natalie Stroffen drives the baseline, couldn't get it to go in. Now Maggie Stroffen tried to get it, but she couldn't either. Hayden Kramer comes up with the defensive rebound. Down the court, 5-0 lead for the Panthers. 6:09 left to go in the first quarter.
That thing about it, what you're seeing from Centralia, even on misses, when Axel gets the ball, they're still full-court pressing. I mean, they're pressing you, whether you make it or miss it, just putting pressure on those young kids, getting them to either make a fast decision on the other end or turning the ball over.
Axel
needs to get the press broke, get in a half-court game and make a good decision.
Losing the ball. Havercamp down the court. It gets kicked, but will stay near the Eagles' goal. Detweiler on the offensive throw in here. Finds the corner to Hazenkamp. Goes to Maggie Stroffen, and Maggie Stroffen almost got it to go in. She gets her own rebound, though she's got 3 boards already in this game. Natalie Stroffen shoots a long two from the wing and couldn't get it to go inside. Rebound by Havercamp. She's got 2 boards on this game. Dieters quickly tries to go down the court and score. She couldn't get the ball to go in. And Maggie Stroffen with 4 rebounds on the game. But now a third turnover by the Eagles. Hayden Kramer gets it. Hayden Kramer averages 2.6 steals a game. And tell you what, this Panthers team, there's probably so much pressure. When I watch them playing against Central, they absolutely just applied the pressure. When I saw him play against Silver Lake, the pressure. It's so hard for teams to break through these chains that the Panthers find them to.
Well, it's one of those things that, I mean, usually at this level, you don't have three or four good ball handlers. If you can continuously put pressure on, you're going to cause turnovers.
And the 5'5" freshman raised in Hazenkamp gets the first points on the board for the Eagles. Shout out to Hazenkamp as well.
Oh, look at there. And this might be something you haven't seen. Have you seen Centralia get pressed? Axel's saying that we're not afraid of you. We're going to put a press on you after we make a pass to see how you handle it.
And they get the ball right back for the Eagles. Flying high they are now. Tossing in the Costal. To Natalie Strothman, a 5'8" junior. This Eagles team is 5-4 on the year. Near side wing, ball on the ground, getting fought for. It's Costal and Tatum Kramer on the ground. Eagles will have the jump. Throw in from the near sideline. On the Centralia Panthers bench, ball gets knocked up from the top of the free throw line. Costal drives inside off the post. Bangs it off the board, and Tava Gibbs comes up with the rebound. But there's going to be a cup ball. So it will go now with the Centralia Panthers.
Now they're taking some, actually taking two or three high-level jump shots for about 10, 12 foot.
Eagles have had two fouls on this game, none here for Centralia. Both fouls for the Eagles that went against the dominant 5'6" freshman, Caitlin Detweiler. Baseline drive, kicking out to Gibbs. Gibbs is now in the game, the sophomore for the Panthers. Up top, off the back of the rim, for the Panthers. Dieters drives off the left side and goes in for two. Sideline bounce pass, now to the top of the perimeter on a drive from Caitlin Detweiler, and she goes in for two. A quick response to the Eagles to draw it within 3-7-4, four left to go in the first quarter. And Dieters nearly turns the ball over to Natalie Strothman. And Natalie Strothman, well, she's an all-state and all-league returner. She's definitely no one to slash over, as last year she was putting up 12 points per game and 12 rebounds per game. Dieters, a three, off the rim. Dieters is now 1 of 3 from around the arc. Rebound was by Hazenkamp. Skip down to Natalie Strothman. Picked up to Caitlin Detweiler, and she misses the three-pointer, but keeping it alive is Hazenkamp. The ball's on the ground. There's a jump ball, and the possession will be with the Panthers.
Excellent job by Axel's young kids playing hard. I mean, they're not intimidated at all. They're playing very well. They're doing a good job of rebounding. That's my concern is, dude, they're going to give Centralia second chance opportunities. They've done an excellent job of keeping Centralia off the boards on the offensive end.
Excuse me, it's Axel with the ball here after the jump ball. They have 20 seconds on the shot clock once they get it back in, and now it starts as it's inbounded to Maggie Strothman, who dribbles up the top of the wing. Now inside the lane, kicks it out. It was Malia Stahlbomber who came into the game for the first time. And Costal gets fouled at the top of the free throw line. There'll be an inbounds here again for the Eagles. So that's the first foul of the quarter here against the Panthers. It's against none other than Owen Dieters. And if you're the Eagles, if you want anyone in foul trouble, that's the one you want. Caitlin Detweiler passes off to her left and misses the pass to Leah Stahlbomber, and that will be a fourth turnover of the quarter for the Eagles.
You have the board and turnovers. They gotta keep, Axel's gotta keep those two things down.
It's still 7-4. Panthers only up by three. They have the ball. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go.
No, legal screen.
A legal pick, and that will be a third turnover of the quarter for the Panthers. This Panthers team, they only average nearly 7 turnovers a game. Well, right now, they have 3 turnovers in the first quarter.
They're only averaging 7 a game?
Roughly around 7 really? To 10. At least that was my last stats I had a couple weeks, or about a week and a half ago from them.
Oh, great defense.
And here with it, the Axel Eagles, Costal, driving inside, spinning, firing, and going in, rattling it. Costal putting the moves on the court, the 5'7" senior. And it's now just 6. Just a one-point lead for the number 2 ranked team in Class 1A Division 1. Dieters. Right side drive. Keelan Rempe steps back for 3. Doesn't take the shot. Now to Gibbs. Gibbs passes it over to Dieters. Dieters does not hesitate to fire the 3. And now Dieters is 1-for-4 around the perimeter. Up top, down the court, it's a freshman in a foot race! And she goes in! The Eagles take the lead!
I'll tell you, these 3 freshmen for Axel, the real deal there.
This has been a team that has so much youth on it with 3 starting freshmen. But they have done so much to take this lead as Swanson makes a rebound. And the Axel girls now lead 8-7.
Oh,
but Dieters picks the ball away. It's another foot race down the court. She bounce passes it unselfishly to Hayden Kramer and gets the assist as Kramer goes in for 2 to take the lead right back for the Panthers.
Now, Axel wants to get good possessions each time.
A pass just thrown inside, and Owen Dieters collects it on the baseline.
Oh, good look.
And now down the court, Gibbs, and Gibbs out of transition has an easy 2.
Good pass, Owen Dieters, a 3-quarter court pass right on the money.
The Eagles are still playing this game to their favor, keeping it low scoring, and now it's just about the shot selection.
Yeah, they don't want to, I mean, they've done a great job up here to 1 minute left to go. They don't want to all of a sudden have them spread like they're doing now. It's like, get a good shot every possession. Keep it tight.
Now Gibbs with back-to-back points out of the transition. Stahlbomber off the near side. Flips it to Hazen Kemp, and Hazen Kemp misses it, but she makes her own rebound. So credit there to the freshman, but then she turns it back over to Dieters. Dieters to Kramer, and Kramer's fouled by Stahlbomber.
Just a little bit of youth coming out in the actual team. But they had Centralia right where they wanted them going into the latter half of this first quarter with just about a minute and a half to go. They were right there within 2 points. Then all of a sudden, they made some ill-advised quick shots, turned the ball over a couple times, and Centralia made it pay for it.
Owen Dieters, who nearly averages 7 assists per game, gets her 2nd of this one.
Yeah, she made 2 great passes, almost 3-quarter court passes right on the money to give her team an opportunity to score 4 points.
Well, technically, I guess I shouldn't say that was an assist, but it did set up the free throw shots from Hayden Kramer, which she went 1-of-2 on.
But yeah, I like that strategy also. I've done that for some of my teams, but even on misses, we're going to press. We're pressing right. We're going to make it very difficult for you to get the ball from one end of the court to the other. Because a lot of teams, they think, well, we can press after we make it. We can set up our diamond press or whatever, or full court. It's like, no, you can do that at any point. You just got to be disciplined enough to get into it and execute it.
Well, there's 41.4 seconds to go here in this opening quarter. It is 14-8. Just staying with you here on 92.1 KMZA. It's the Centralia Panthers with a 6-point lead, and the Axel Eagles, well, they were up 8-7, but since that point, the Panthers have scored 7 straight. Hayden Kramer has been on 3 of those points. Tava Gibbs has been on the other 4. Hazen Kemp dribbling down the court. The Stahlbomber to Detweiler as the ball goes out of bounds. With 22 seconds on the shot clock, 33 on the main with 1 quarter to go. So the first quarter nearly down. Detweiler, the freshman, making a decision, goes all the way up top. He gets caught by Brockstrom, and Brockstrom is fouled, and she'll go up and shoot 2. And if you're the Axel girls, I think the best place to get the easiest points is the free throw line.
Yeah, I mean, they're not afraid to shoot. These young kids from Axel, they're not afraid to put the ball up.
Now you just got to make those free throw shots, and Ava Brockstrom makes her first one count. And Ava Brockstrom, another 5'10 freshman.
I'll tell you, man, look. This is exciting to see for Axel. I mean, it's been a while since their girls program has had much success, but they got it coming. They got a group of freshmen that's really going to propel this to another level.
And the freshman goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And now it's a 4-point game, 14-10 with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. looks at it, Melina Becker, down to the corner, she passes to Hayden Kramer. Kramer, through contact, it gets ripped away and stolen by the Eagles. And then the foul right afterwards by the Panthers. We're going to get Cora Thompson, the junior, on her first foul of the game. Four fouls in this corner for the Panthers, three against the Eagles. Driving on the baseline, ball gets knocked out of bounds. And that's going to be the tough thing. It's not both things who had the ball knocked out of bounds. It is the, we talked about it once, we'll talk about it again. It's the pressure that the Panthers bring.
They're going to have to be able to handle the pressure for four quarters.
Wow.
Oh, sideline warning. Okay.
Owen Peters.
How about that rep and retired? That's old Stouse. Good to see him back on the court. That's another thing. I mean, we got some great officials here doing the TVL tournament also.
They bring some of the best officials out for this tournament. I've had a few talk to me after the games, and they got a lot of good names and last names out here helping out. They used to play in this area, too. Costco. Inside, Maggie Stroppin goes around, ball knocked out. They're going to say it is Axel Ball with 1.8 seconds left of the first quarter, 14-10. Can the Eagles draw it closer before the second quarter? Detweiler, Maggie Stroppin, that was Stroppin, and what a way to end the first quarter. The ball gets stuck between the basket and the backboard. I'll tell you what. Get on my shoulders and you can go get it.
I'll get up there. I'm not that old.
Well, we can test it out once we're back in 60 seconds. The 92.1 KMZA. We're back in 60. It's 14-10. The Panthers lead.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Helena M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
One of the best teams, if not the best team in Class 1A Division 1. The Centralia Panthers up just 4 points, 14-10, against the Class 1A Division 2 Axel Lady Eagles. Both teams nearly had 5 turnovers in that first quarter. Hayden Kramer driving inside, could not get it to go in. The ball is bounced around, and it's off the back lane of Maggie Stroffman. Heads-up play there by Kramer to throw it back.
I said we were in a break there. The two things that Axel continuously do is handle the pressure, not give turnovers, and don't give Centralia second chance points. Keep them off the boards.
Throw in to Rempe. To Dieters. Open three. And it's panned by Owen Dieters.
Wonder if you don't need to face guard that kid and just not give her the opportunity.
Now to Stroffman. Left hand dribble down Broadway. Kicks it out. Nearly turns it over. Hazenkamp picking up on the near side. Natalie Stroffman, she drives, spins around, tries to use the backboard, makes the rebound. Now Hazenkamp takes a long two from the wing, and she goes in. And the 5'5" freshman has 6 points in this first half. Only down by 5 now. The Eagles. Hayden Kramer working the baseline. Kicking up to Dieters. Holding it high, and Dieters is going to get fouled here. Not sure if she fell, but it looks like she did get fouled.
Well, something I like about these two, I've noticed this several times on both sides. When somebody does foul somebody or somebody trips somebody, they help each other out. That means the two opposite teams are competing against each other very hard, very aggressive, but they still have the class and sportsmanship to pick the other person up.
We're back in 60 seconds, 19.1, KMZA, timeout on the court. With 60 seconds to go in the second quarter, 17-12, the Panthers lead.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Kansaland Radio. As we've been Kansaland cruising tonight, we've had four big games, two gone by so far. We're on our third one tonight. Centralia Panthers up 17-12. It's the girls matchup, our second and last girls matchup of the night. And then our final game will be Donovan West
Florida. Oh, good pass.
And Gibbs inside. She's now got 6 points on the game, up 19-12. Panthers lead, Axel Eagles trail. Natalie Stroppin down the court, nearly loses the ball. This time they're going to get a foul on the near side by Tatum Kramer. She hopes to try to jump the pass on Caitlin Detweiler, but hits her on the right shoulder. 6:25 to go the second quarter. Still a 7-point lead here. Eagles trying to stay within that single-digit range to halftime. That would be your kind of your biggest goal there as a coach. To play this, what is a top two ranked team in Class 1A Division 1 close.
Oh, yeah.
And here, Hazenkamp will be fouled and she'll go up to the free throw line.
Like you said in the first quarter, I mean, that's one thing that has got them, kept them close, is getting to the free throw line. Give them some easy points.
Eagles so far two at the line. The freshman steps up to it with 6 points tonight. And she misses the first. Only 5 foot five. There's the 5 foot five freshman. Reagan Hazenkamp takes the second shot, and that one goes on through. So Hazenkamp hits one of two. Eagles now shoot 3 of 4 from the line. They're only down by 6, 19-13. Sam Kramer to Dieters. Dieters keeping it low, driving up the left side, and there will be a foul on the ground.
Just like we've seen in the first girls game. I mean, the Dieters kid, just when she wants to, she can really get herself to the basket.
The foul is against number 21, Audrey Costa, the 5'7" senior. Save a kid underneath the basket, gets it on the inbound, and gets fouled immediately. She will go up and shoot two. Save a kid, 6 points so far in the night, one rebound. She's averaging 7.8. points per game, 8.9 rebounds per game. She's the second team all-league returner. Gibbs, first shot up and first shot out. This CEL tournament is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and the lives of people that we serve, as well as the Farmers State Bank, Onega. Modern banking, timeless values in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. And going 1 for 2 up at the free throw line is David Gibbs. The Panthers now shoot 4 of 6 from the line. Detweiler driving inside, nearly losing the ball. She does, but they're going to say it's a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay here for the Eagles on the baseline, as they're still only down by single digits, 20-13. They're going to have to stay the tempo into the pace of the Panthers. On the baseline, Ellie Strothman, and she steps with her left foot out of bounds, and that will be a 6th Axel Eagle turnover. But believe it or not, that is just their first turnover in the second quarter.
Oh, wow.
2 minutes and 20 seconds into it. Dieters driving inside, left hand, trying to go up, makes her own rebound, now comes off the right side, and that one, the right way was, well, the right way for Owen.
She just has a knack of getting the ball up in the hole. Kind of reminds me of like the Mick and Mack Tilnell type of kid. She's not very tall,
but she knows how to get the ball up there into the hoop. Largest lead for the Panthers, 22-13. Up by 9. Trying to go up with it. Maggie Strothman. Ball is being fought for on the ground. And then finally coming up with the rebound was Rempe. Peters. Baseline drive. Picks up her own rebound again. That's twice she's done it. Rempe tries to click with the 3. Couldn't get it to 6. And Kostel makes the rebound. Detweiler down the court. Hazenkamp to Maggie Strothman, and Strothman in for 2.
Oh,
that's
good.
A great transition.
Yeah, a great transition by Axel. A good left hand by the 5'10 kid from Axel.
22-15, 4:32 to go in the second quarter. Off to the left side here with it. Torres Thompson. And then a 3-point shot taken and well made by Owen Dieters. She's had 3 threes in this first half.
Yeah, he's got to know where she's at all the time. And she's deadly because she can knock down the 3 and she can dribble drive.
Kostel looking for a range 2. Couldn't get to go in, and credit to the freshman. And Hazenkamp almost kept it alive for her team, but Torres Thompson gets the steal. Dieters underhanding it up to Haverkamp. Couldn't get it, but a crash of the board there down the down low by Tatum Kramer. Good hustle there by the senior. And a timeout is called as now officially the Eagles trail more by single digits from 27-15. We're back in 60 at 92.1. KMZA, 3:52 to go in the first half.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. 27-15, the Panthers lead with 3:46 to go in the second quarter. Detweiler has it for the Eagles. Takes a long 2 from the top of the post. Drops him with the rebound with another one. She's at back-to-back. Now Caitlin Detweiler takes another 3, and it will be rebounded by Owen Dieters as she misses the net.
Oh, good full court pass.
Taylor Gibbs underneath, couldn't make the basket. Hayden Kramer gets the board and the basket. It is now a 14-point lead now for the Panthers as they are continuing to extend their big-time lead. Looking at the baseline to Rockschman. Rockschman back out to Natalie Strothman, and that will be another turnover here for the Eagles. The Eagles in the first 3 minutes of this quarter had no turnovers, and in the last 2 minutes they've had 3.
Yeah, he brought it up. I think he jinxed them.
That is usually how that goes, unfortunately. I take the heat for it. But I'll just pass it on to you for today. 29-15.
What we're seeing here is, I mean, Centralia's just getting some transition things, long passes down the court, and they're getting multiple possessions on the offensive end. They're getting offensive rebounds. They're getting tips.
Dieters to Rempe. Back to Dieters. She releases a 3, and she drains it. Dieters has made back-to-back 3s. She's made 4 threes in this first half.
You got a steal.
Incredible. And now a steal here. A 9th turnover of the game for the Eagles. Hayden Kramer gets the rebound underneath from the Dieters 3. And Panthers will have the possession here underneath the basket.
Yeah, really, I mean, Detroit has really upped their tempo, so they have upped their aggressiveness on defense. And it's caused some issues with this young Axel team.
And now the Panthers are up 19 points as Josie Haverkamp drains one from the post, her first point of the game. And now a quick steal for the 10th turnover of the game for Axel. Inside, Dieters.
Oh, good pass.
Gibbs. Rebound by Haverkamp.
Yeah, good block by Haverkamp.
And by Strothman. Strothman, what a first half for her under inside the paint. She's got seven boards.
For a freshman, she's done an excellent job getting on the board, especially if this tall, aggressive Centralia team.
Stahlbomber and Hazenkamp set back in from the bench. Hazenkamp is the first one to touch the ball here as she drives down the court. Nearly passing half court. She loses the ball. Picked up by Nally Strothman, and two players collide.
I mean, full court pressure. I mean, really putting it on these young kids. That's what makes them trade tough. I mean, when you can do that nonstop, eventually it wears a lot of teams down.
Costell with it. Right hand dribbling. Holding it head high. Fires chest level to her right. Hazenkamp turning. Maggie Strothman goes in for two. To the freshman with 8 points on the, excuse me, 8 boards on the game, and also 4 points. Kramer at the top, gets it to the right to Tatum Kramer. Tatum Kramer skips back to Hayden Kramer. Hayden releases a three, hits off the bucket a couple of times, and doesn't go in, but there'll be a jump ball underneath the basket. Possession will stay here with the Eagles. Eagles ahead by 17. Excuse me, down by 17 to the Panthers, 34-17, with 1:50 to go on the clock in the first half. Inside drive, Dieters could not go in with it. Rebound by Hayden Kramer. Kicked out for another three by Owen Dieters. She's hit 5 threes in this first half. 15 of her points are from the three-point line. She has 19 total points in this game. Steal right back to the Panthers. Hayden Kramer inside. Couldn't go in. And, man, the first quarter was a slow start. 14-10, the Panthers led. And in this quarter, the Panthers have managed to score 24 points. The Eagles only 7. Incredible.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they've upped the tempo. They got Centralia into their type of game. We're going to outrun you. We're going to get the ball down the floor, and that just fits into their M.O.
Owen Dieters, who averages 17 points a game, already has 19 points, and that's on the 4 boards. She's up to the free throw line, and she misses her first shot. Dieters, so again, she's hit 5 threes in this game. At one point, she was going 1-for-4 from around the perimeter, but since then, she has went 3-of-4. So pretty incredible stuff there. Dieters, she goes 0-for-2 up at the line, and Strothman makes the rebound, but then a turnover here by the Eagles goes back to the Panthers, and Dieters nearly drains another three, but couldn't get to go in, and David Gibbs nearly steals the ball, loses it out of bounds, and the Eagles will have the possession, 1-2 to go, down by 20, 37.
That was a heat check on Dieters. She kind of took a real quick three there. But she's been on fire.
Natalie Strothman, right-hand dribble, taking it down the court. To Costell, turning around, shooting, trying to go off the backboard. Maggie Strothman makes the rebound, but couldn't get it to go in. But the freshman now, officially with 8 boards on the game. Owen Dieters driving off the right side lane, chucks it up, but she was fouled on her way. Now they're gonna get her 2 up in the line. That's because there's 5 fouls here against the Eagles. So it's double bonus.
But watch, I mean, when they get the rebound, I mean, they're going. They're not sitting and waiting on their teammates and stuff like that. They just go. And they look to pass the ball down the floor because it's a lot quicker to pass the ball down the floor than it is dribble the ball down the floor. Even though you might be a pretty quick guard, it's a lot faster to get that thing down the court by passing it.
Dieters, 20 points on the game as she hits her first free throw shot, and she misses the second one now. But the rebound was by Gibbs, working on the baseline, but now Detweiler, she makes the second rebound. Defensively here. Eagles, down by 21. And Gibbs steals the ball away for the 12th turnover of the game from the Eagles. Save against Dieters, keeping it high, wide open for another three. Nearly got it to go in. But again, they've just allowed Dieters to shoot free. I mean, I'm not talking contested.
Hey, when you make five of them,
keep shooting. Just keep shooting. No, as soon as you get the ball, you just you turn and fire.
Yeah. You don't. You say you got the green light. There's no yellow light there. You can make five. You keep going.
It is nothing but
this
go,
is in the
go,
first
go.
Half.
38-17 with 10 seconds to go. Natalie Stroffman taking it down the court, turning around, gets past midcourt. Now bounce passing it to Detweiler, to Kostel. With 1 second left to go, she has to shoot. She fires it, and it does not go in. And that will end the first half. 38-17. We'll be back in 5 minutes. You're on 92.1 KMZA for a halftime show brought to you by by Highland Community College.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
The Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. The CDL tournament is also brought to you by M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts store in Frankfort. Blue Valley Technologies, in-home, keeping you connected. Cook & Company in Seneca, American-made custom cabinets and doors. And Wanklin Oil Company in Frankfort, family-owned and operated since 1926. Well, it's the Centralia Panthers game. They are up 38-17. They lead by 21 points. In that first quarter, it was 14-10. The Panthers led. but they went on and outscored the Eagles 24-7 in the second quarter to 38-17 half. The Panthers, they had 4 turnovers in the first half. The Eagles, they had 13 total. The Panthers only had 14 rebounds. The actual Eagles had 16. The Panthers went 4-6 on the free throw line. The Eagles went 3-4. But the main thing also, the Panthers, they drained 5 three-pointers. The Eagles have not had a shot go in from outside the perimeter. Owen Dieters, she has hit 5 threes. She's about 5 of 9 from around the perimeter. And she's got 20 points total in the game for 4 boards.
Yeah.
This one, it started out close. The Eagles even had a 8-7 lead at one point. But after that, the Panthers, it's just been a runaway for them.
Well, I mean, they were doing a good job in that first quarter of getting the press broke. And not turning the ball over, not giving Centralia second opportunities at the basket. But once it goes, it goes. If you give Centralia, just an inch, they're going to take a mile from you. And that's kind of what they did that second quarter. Once they started getting the momentum their way, they kept putting the pressure on you, making you make mistakes. And then when they got the rebounds on the defensive side, they were looking to pass the ball up the floor and get an easy transition bucket. And Owen Dieters, she's a player. That's the one thing about, you look around this league and around Northeast Kansas, there's a lot of nice players around Northeast Kansas. You can get out of this league and look at the Westside girl from Troy, real nice guard. You got the Dieters kid here. We've seen the kid from Valley Heights. That's a real good player. We've seen the kid from Clifton Clyde. The Hurts, very nice players. And when you got that and you can build your team around people like that, you're tough. And Detroit definitely showed it that second quarter.
Well, I'm not sure if on this basket they got super glue on it, but I've seen about 5 balls already get stuck to it. We saw at the end of the first quarter a ball get jammed between the rim and the backboard, and here shooting.
I'll tell you, I was ready to go out there and just go up there and jump and get it. I probably needed to stretch a little bit. But,
yeah.
I've
seen the ball out
there. This is a good game. Detroit's got the big lead, you see a lot of positive things from Axel, even though they're very young. They have 3 freshmen out on the floor most of the time. And they're nice freshmen. They're gonna be some players. They're already decent players, but they're gonna be something special as we continue to see them grow and get more developed, a little bit stronger. Detroit is a little stronger than they are, but they're a good team.
Yeah, and you talk about the young growth of the team. Maggie Strothman, who's a freshman, has 8 rebounds on this game, 4 points. Reagan Hazenkamp, freshman, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Caitlin Detweiler, 2 points a rebound, but her last 2 games, she's averaged nearly 10 points and 2 threes in those games. And then, as well, also Ava Brockman, the 5'10" freshman, who's got 2 points, and she went 2-for-2 at the free throw line. So this Eagles team, it's full of youth and upcoming. They're going to be a really big team and fun team to watch in these upcoming years. And for the Centralia Panthers girls, well, it's the same way. Hayden Kramer, sophomore. Court Thompson's a junior. Sava Gibbs is a sophomore. Josie Haverkamp's a sophomore. Linda Baker's a sophomore. Keelan Rempe's a sophomore. You got so much.
There's not going to be much of a drop-off next year for Centralia. Replacing the Dieters kid that's kind of been your go-to kid the last several years, and he's probably been a varsity starter for all 4 years. It's going to be a little bit to replace her, but they got the pieces together to continue, especially with that sophomore class of all that height, to continue their tradition on for several more years to come.
We're back in 60 seconds on 92.1 KMZA. We got 2 more quarters, 16 minutes all together here. Again, on 92.1 KMZA, it's 38-17. The Panthers have the lead.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brendan Prophet, off my left, we got Dan Shoup, and back in studio, MJ. So was aware of this game, Centralia Axe will be playing Donovan West, as Donovan West beat Lindgrills 55-31. So if Centralia does pull this win, as they are ahead by 21 points, they will play on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. in the primary gym against the ranked 2A team, Donovan West Mustangs. But here we're back as action starts for the second half. Detweiler takes a shot, couldn't get it to go in. And Dieters makes the rebound and comes down the court. Dieters with 20 points on the game. She has more points than the Eagles do total. Haverkamp trying to go in with it. But Hazenkamp rebounds it for the Eagles. 17:36 to go in the second quarter. We just begun. And Maggie Strawson begins the scoring for both teams in this second half. The freshman. Now it's just a 19-point game, 38-19. Aiden Kramer to Josie Haverkamp. Now to Tatum Kramer on the far side wing. Hesitates to skip it, then goes up to the top. Tatum Kramer. Almost a really good layup, but she makes her own rebound. She's got now 5 on the game. And now a 3-point shot by Tatum Kramer. And she is fouled and will go up and shoot 3 at the line. The senior, Tatum Kramer, who is 2 for 2 on this game so far. And she'll have a chance to shoot 3 from the free throw line. This Centralia team. This Centralia team on the season shoots 62% from the free throw line this season. Kratom, 3 of 3. Now 3 of 4. Centralia Panthers. Right now on this one, 5 of 10. From the free throw line. Tatum Kramer misses her second one. She goes 1 for 3 up at the free throw line. Underneath. Rebound. Dieters. Back-to-back rebound for the Panthers. They keep it in their own court. And Dieters goes up to the free throw line.
Yeah, she just knows how to, she has a nose for the ball. Let a shot come up. She now has to come off the rim and went and got it. And again, for about, sorry, this 5'6", she knows how to use her body to get the ball up there and give it a chance to go in.
Panthers now has 3 straight missed free throw shots. Comes to an end with Dieters hitting her 21st point of the game. Near steal here. Hazenkamp nearly losing the ball on the far sideline. But the ball gets knocked out by a Panther. 21-point lead again for the Panthers. 40-19, 6:54 to go in the third quarter. It's 30 points or more into the fourth quarter, and that will force a running clock. Helen Detweiler driving on the corner, stuck with it, and nearly turns the ball over. She looks like we're going to get a jump ball at half court as the ball rolls in between Costell and Cora Thompson. And the ball will go to the Panthers. So it'll be a turnover either way here for the Eagles. They now have 14 turnovers on the game. The Panthers, they average forcing their opponents to 22 turnovers a game. That is incredible stat. Defensively. Dieters. Bounce pass to the baseline. Josie Haverkamp loses the ball. The 5th turnover of the game for the Panthers. The ball is loose to get on the ground from the Eagles. And we're going to see another jump ball. This one will stay in the Eagles' possession. Natalie Strothman substitutes back in the game for Audrey Costell, the 5'7 senior. The freshman, Detweiler, throws it in to Stahlbaumer. And Caitlin Detweiler was found on the baseline. Her left foot must have been out when she got the pass. So that will be the 15th turnover of the game for the Eagles. just 7 away from what the Panthers forced their opponents, an average 2, which is 22. 40-19, 6:06 left to go in the third quarter. Over the top, trying to go in, Hayden Kramer. She makes the own rebound. It goes up from the top of the three to Kramer, and she missed in the rebound by Stahlbaumer, her first rebound of the game, as she drives the baseline. And she continues to drive, and she finds Strothman down the court, open under the basket, but Strothman could not go in. And Tatum Kramer picks up her first rebound of the game. Drives the baseline, couldn't go in. Of course, Thompson and Maggie Strothman fighting for it. But the Panthers still have the ball, still have the possession here off the jump ball. They'll have the throw in with 24 seconds on the shot clock. Dieters to Josie Haverkamp. Great job from Haverkamp coming in from the top post to the bottom, creating a huge opening for some points for the Panthers. Natalie Strothman driving down the court and loses the ball out of bounds. 5:13 to go in the third quarter. Owen Dieters taking it down the court with the right-hand dribble. Now on the near side wing, up to the top of the perimeter. Near side, Hayden Kramer to Dieters. Stolen away, the fifth turnover of the game for the Panthers. And now a foul right afterwards.
That's what makes them so tough. I mean, they turn the ball over, or the other team gets a rebound, they just still put pressure on you. I mean, so they're always right there in your face. You can't make mistakes, so they're going to take advantage of it.
In the game for the first time tonight, Liam McClellan for the Axle Eagles. Long two from the top post is missed and picks up the rebound. Dieters.
Oh, geez.
Kramer just throwing it up in the air and getting the foul.
A little wild shot there.
Hayden Kramer on the game, 1 of 2, with 5 total points and 6 boards for the sophomore. I'm not going to say she didn't get fouled to go up to the free throw line. So happened before the shot went up. Owen Dieters. Driving inside, spinning through contact, and the ball will be rebounded by Brockstrom. And Brockstrom will be fouled immediately. I believe that one might have gotten called against Owen Dieters. Now they're going to say, Cora Thompson. Dieters is just in the area. Thompson now two fouls on the game. 2 fouls in the quarter for the Panthers, 3 for the Eagles as they still trail by 21, 4-19. Detweiler kicks it out to Brockstrom. Bounce pass to Heisenkamp and couldn't go in. Rebound was by Thompson, who just had the foul. Tatum Kramer floating over the top to Gibbs. Gibbs losing the ball. Great steal by the freshman in Detweiler. 6 turnovers in the game for the Panthers. That's their near game average on turnovers.
And they're always, I mean, right there, looking to try to get a deflection, try to hit it out of your hands. It makes it tough. And if you don't take advantage of it on the offensive end, if somebody's overplaying you, you want to be able to sweep through and attack the basket, make them pay for being that tight on you. And actually just hasn't been able to do that.
Keelan Rempe, the sophomore, gets substituted in for Hayden Kramer, the sophomore, as she has a foul, and then a 3-point shot is sunk by Nally Strothman, the first 3-point of the game by the Eagles. And from the top left wing by the junior. That's her first point of the game. And now taking away with a rebound. Great rebound from McClellan, and she's stuck with it in the corner. At least that is Detweiler who is stuck with it. And now we're going to get a jump ball on the nearest side. So, you're the Eagles. The other thing you cannot do is just hold on to the ball in one spot. You got to be moving, or else those Panthers, with their claws, are going to come and get you.
You got the best way to do that, to leave that, is you got to be able to make quick passes. You can't sit there and hold it. That just allows them to double trip team you. Then you're really struggling to try to get out of it.
Eagles with the ball now down just by 18. Costco.
Travel, yeah.
Travels. 16
good call,
hurdles.
Don. Good call.
And we saw that first girls game where Valley Heights won 63-57. They were ahead by 19 in the fourth quarter, even.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Within six, so
it's a little bit different look here.
It's never over till it's over.
Oh, no, it's not over. You keep playing the game. I'm not saying it can't happen.
Detweiler, who gets the rebound. It's just going to take a lot of work to get up the mountain. Strawson.
Well, they just got to show that they can handle the pressure, and that's one thing they've lacked up to this point. Can they handle, continue to handle the pressure?
Well, unfortunately, up to this point, 16 turnovers has not been very reflective of handling the pressure.
No, not right. But can they do that the next quarter and a half? That'd give you an opportunity.
And Hazenkamp, underneath the freshman, goes up to the board for her ninth point of the game. It's drawn within 16 now in the third. Dieters driving with her left hand to Rempe. Rempe taking a shot from the charity line. It bangs off the board. Tatum Kramer makes the rebound.
Be right there. Two, three,
and a quick steal.
Four.
And now Dieters tries to go up with it. And
so
right
got,
there.
What, four shots on one possession down here.
And it ends with Dieters up at the free throw line.
He's kind of been quiet this second half a little bit, ends here. Did I sleep through some of it?
He's been very quiet. Dieters has only scored 1 point in the second half.
Okay, I didn't know. Sometimes I like the days off and stuff. You
it's
know.
Okay. if I need to, I'll kick you off the stage and get right into the action, right onto the court.
Well, I heard you were on the court last time.
I was on the court on Saturday. If anyone wants to go back and listen to those games, I was quite literally on the court.
Look at
that, man. Hazenkamp on
look at that, man.
Hitting me.
That's skill right there. The kids know what they're doing on Centralia. I mean, they triple-teamed the ball, and the kid, they just didn't run back. They went to passing lanes. Look at this. That makes
Eagles
it tough.
Down the court now, they trail only by 18. To Detweiler. Left-hand dribble.
Oh, she double
dribbles. And double dribbles.
I said we were just about to say, if they can get a good possession here, knock a three down or two, and maybe get another possession or two and cut it down, yeah, you can get it. Keep it in a close game, but
they
can't have turnovers.
The last couple possessions down the court has been a travel and now a double dribble. So that's just things that you really don't want to see. Here with now 18 turnovers on the game. Rempe fires a three, and it is off the back of the rim and rebounded by Tava Gibbs. Hayden Kramer takes the layup drive, couldn't get it to go in. Haverkamp gets fouled and will go up and shoot two.
That's the big thing we're seeing here is the rebound. And we talked about this with Valley Heights also. They're getting three or four extra shots every time they come down. And I know it's tough. I mean, they're probably just a little stronger than the actual kids. You've got to try with all your might and discipline yourself. Do not let them have more than one shot at a basket.
A chance to make it back to a 20-point game here is for Josie Haverkamp as she hits her first free throw shot and is going to try the rattle the second one on through. And she does. No rattling, though, and she sends it straight on through. 44-24, 20-point lead for the Panthers with 1:30 to go in the third quarter. Hazenkamp passing to her right side, nearly losing the ball is Kostel. Kostel steps up to the top of the perimeter, jumping a little too far in front, and then gets it out to Nally Strassman and turns the ball over. But right as soon as the turnover occurs, Panthers step out of bounds with the ball. So it will go right back to the Eagles. Back-to-back turnovers, so the Eagles have the ball. On the baseline, throwing in the Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp, Strassman, Kostel, takes the three, and it goes in!
I'm just kind of excited about that one.
44-27, now a 17-point game again.
But just like that, Dieter says, all right, I'm going to go back and get 2 points for my team to tax the basket.
And now Dieter's with 23 points on the game. Far side pass to Strawson. She drives the baseline and will be fouled.
And that's a big thing, especially girls basketball. It's putting pressure on. I mean, these teams that play this passive zone defenses, the passive man defenses, they're inside the three-point line. I mean, You should be putting pressure on, making kids have to make decisions in pressured situations.
Now let's drop them. Sends the first free throw shot right on through. Now drawn to an 18-point game again. See if we can put it back to a 17. And Ellie Stroppin misses the second one just barely. The rebound by Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp, 5 boards in the game, 6 points. Dieters underneath the basket. Ball goes out of the baseline. And it will be here still with the Panthers. And Dieters will still have the throw-in. Dieters, who is a commit to Benedictine College to play basketball. She had a nice pass there to Haverkamp, just couldn't go in with it, and the rebound is underneath by Kostel. Detweiler on the baseline. Kostel back to Detweiler, wide open for three, and nothing but net for the freshman! Her first three in the game! It's a 15-point game now with 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. Frempe up to Hayden Kramer. The drive. Inside, flips it back out, Dieters, and as time expires, she tries the three. And he gets rebounded by McClellan.
Nice little run here at the end of this third quarter by Axel to cut it down to 15.
And that's exactly what you needed to do, because at one point you were down 21, but you make it at least a 15-point game. We're back in 6 down at 2.1. KMZ, it's 46-31. The Panthers lead.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, if you're the Eagles, you should at least have your head high because you outscored the Panthers in the third quarter 14-8 to what was when you were down 21 heading into the third quarter, now only down 15 into the fourth. As we go with eight minutes left to go, 46-31. Quick pressure up at the top. Dieters with the ball. Dieters stepping back, dribbling with her right hand. Crossing to her left. Passing to Kramer. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Detweiler. She still has it. Incredible steal. She sits on the ground and a timeout taken by the Axel Eagles. So they will start this fourth quarter with a steal. Great job by the freshman, but we'll be back in 30 seconds. 19.1, KMZA, 46-31, the Panthers lead.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA, MSC Sports. Part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. 7:30 left to go in the fourth quarter, 46-31. Eagles just forced a turnover to start this quarter, and now they might turn it right back over. But Heisenkamp keeps it alive, gives it to Maggie Stroppin, and the ball is loose on the ground again. Jump ball, and the possession will stay with the Eagles.
What great hustle. I mean, you had four kids on the ball. They were all going out. You put the ball on the floor. I mean, there's somebody there that's going to try to rip it from you.
Over the top. Maggie Stroppin fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. And she could draw this at 10-13.
And this one thing coming out of this timeout, the Centralia changed up. They went to a zone defense. I don't know if you noticed that or not. They've been playing man the whole game. They came out of that timeout and played zone.
Maggie Stroppin, who's got 6 points on today. She's the freshman, and she hits her first free throw. She's got a total of 8 forwards and 6 points. Well, now 7. See if she can make it 8. And she cannot, but the ball is going to be rebounded by the Panthers. Full court pressure here by the Eagles. Only down by 14. Spun around, Dieters, instead of taking the three-point shot, will hesitate and fire it out to her right side on the pass. Now up to the top, Peyton Kramer. She'll pull the trigger. And then it gets rebounded by Dieters, and Dieters goes in with the bucket. Dieters, 25 points on the game. She only had 3 points in that third quarter. This game is back to a 16-point contest. But the Eagles not letting this one become a running clock in the fourth. Because, well, that can't be said about the last team that played Centralia, as Northeast Kansas St. Holmes School was beaten 71-25 by these Lady Panthers.
Wow.
And what incredible move by Nellie Stroppin. She worked the baseline left to right. She turned around off her back foot and sent in a reverse layup. Incredible move. She's got now 6 points on this game. It's a 14-point game now, 48-34, with 6 minutes to go in the final quarter. Top of the right of the wing, now to the post, now to Dieters. Josie Haverkamp spins around, but Dieters nearly makes the rebound. She does, working the entire court. Absolutely incredible rebound, and gets it back for the assist.
Yeah, she was standing there and watched. I mean, she makes a pass, and she dives. Dives to go get a rebound, dives to get a pass.
You want
little bitty things to get you opportunities.
You want to talk about a torpedo being shot out of a cannon at about 400 miles an hour? That is Owen Dieters on her level of play on the court. She worked near to far side. I mean, there was 9 other players closer to the ball, and she made that rebound happen. Incredible. 16-point game now for the Panthers. Up 50-34, 5:33 to go. David Gibbs up at the free throw line. Here to shoot 2. He's got 7 points on the game and 4 boards. Trying to extend to 17. And she does. Now she will look to extend to 18.
I just hope my wife's recording the national championship game so I can watch that.
Oh, yes, it is currently 7-7. Notre Dame and Ohio State going at it.
Look at that. I mean, that's what's great about Centralia. They go after the ball. They just don't stand back and watch. When one of their teammates shoots, there's 4 others just crashing. They're looking to get them. They're not going to leave their end of the floor until they've either got to the free throw line or they made a basket.
51-34. 17-point lead now for the Panthers. They have the throw-in. Dieters over the top. Haverkamp, Gibbs, Kramer, and a turnover. The 9th turnover of the game from the Panthers. Dieters giving Detweiler down the court for the Eagles. Looking behind. Looking down low. Nearly loses the ball, but then it's to Haverkamp. Haverkamp makes her own rebound. Of course, she is fouled. And also, seems that Natalie Stroffman for the Eagles has actually fouled out of this game. They will have to play without one of their better players. Groxhaman has that one go to bounds. Panthers also a couple players in foul trouble with Josie Haverkamp with 3. Both teams with 3 fouls in this quarter. And Kramer steps out. Keelan Rempe, the sophomore, steps in. Still 17-point lead, 51-34. 4:55 to go on the game clock. David Gibbs with it. Left side pass to Rempe on the far wing. A screen set up at the top. The Dieters now.
Good pass.
To Gibbs. And what a great pass from Dieters to Gibbs. And Gibbs will go up to the free throw line and shoot 2.
And a couple things there is, I mean, the kids know how to post up, knows how to get their defender on their hip. But besides that, the kids that make those entry pads, they're just not throwing it right to them. They're throwing it at the right angle away from the defense to give those kids the opportunity to just get it and turn and shoot.
Dave McGiff, the sophomore, up to the free throw line. She is right now 2 of 5 on this game. As she misses her first here and misses her second, and the rebound will be by Hazen again. Detweiler down the court. Shoots and floats that one a foot away from the basket for the three. That will now be the Panthers' ball. 51-34, 4:32 to go. After this, we have one more game of the night. It's the Dauphin West Mustangs 2A team against the Hanover Wildcats. Number 6 ranked team in Class 1 in Division 2 on the boys' side. Centralia Lady Panthers here projected to play, well, they actually will play, assuming they win this one. They will play Donaldson West at 6 o'clock p.m. in the primary gym on Thursday, the 23rd this week. We'll have that coverage also at 92.1 KMZA, so make sure to stay tuned and let anybody know. If anyone's out of the radio signal and reach, make sure you can download the MSC radio app or go to the MSCSports.net website and go to listen live. 51-34, 4 or 6 to go. Timeout taken by the Eagles. And that timeout is taken. We give a shout out to our TBL tournament sponsors, Elmer's and Parents in Australia. Remember, they're coming for the filter sale January 27th and to February 5th. First National Bank in Frankfurt providing complete banking services for over 104 years. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We're back. 92.1 KMZA 51-34, the Panthers lead.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
51-34. The Panthers lead with 4:05 up to go to fourth quarter. Here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Both teams with 4 fouls in this quarter. Last one to foul was Tava Gibbs. She had 2 fouls. Got timeout taken by the Eagles as they have the possession trailing by 17. Stahlbomber passing up to her right side. Now in the game for the first time, it's Hazenkamp coming into the game. Ball last touched out of bounds by Tatum Kramer. Eagles will keep the possession underneath their own offensive basket.
Like I said, I'm very impressed with this Axel team, as young as they are and how they compete. And that thing, I mean, in this league, you better know how to compete. If you don't know how to compete, you're going to get ran over, and it won't be pleasant. So even with these young kids and as talented as they're, I mean, they're still competing. They're playing hard. They're trying to make things happen for their team.
There's 11 total teams in this league. As Troy, they left and they went to the NAKL, and they've been having a really great year so far. But again, this TBL league is absolutely.
It's just day in and day out. You better learn to know how to compete and be tough. Oh, nice back screen.
Great pass from Dieters all the way, the low block, working left to the right side of the floor, finding Gibbs, excuse me, Haverkamp, underneath. Top of the arc, 3-point shot from McClellan, did not go in, and the rebound was picked up by Rempe.
Good pass.
Gibbs, underneath, great pass, just could not get the and one there, but we'll go up and shoot 2 from the line, David Gibbs.
And that's what's going to make Dieters a nice player for Benedictine the next several years. She does an excellent job of being able to see the floor and make very good passing decisions.
David Gibbs gets her first free throw shot to go in. Gibbs, who's averaging nearly 12 points a game, has 9 points on this one. See if she can get herself to double digits. so far, only two players on the Panthers have double digits. And it will stay that way, as Gibbs goes one of two at the free throw line. 20-point lead now here for the Panthers, up 54-34, with 0-9 to go, but Panthers committed foul, the fourth foul of the game against Hayden Kramer, and that sends Audrey Kossel up to the free throw line. Kossel shoots, misfires the first. See if she can stick the second. Audrey Kossel has got 5 points in this game, a 3-point shot and 3 boards. Next shot goes up, and it rattles out. Krempe
takes nice
the rebound
pass.
And down the court to Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer goes in for two. Cedar is still on the court here for the Centralia Panthers. In fact, nearly the entire starting lineup here, apart from just one player, is all out there on the floor. It's the Krempe who is in for Tatum Kramer, but still nearly the entire starting lineup here out for the Centralia Panthers. All up 22 points, 2:53 to go in the fourth. I'm sure probably with you get to that 2 minute mark, you'll see a lot of substitutions start falling
in. Yeah, more likely, 22 point lead.
Krempe on the far side wing, dribbles left, but passes right. Screen set for Dieter. She fires a three off the back of the rim. And caught by Bussing.
Yeah, they're right there. They're right there just trying to grab the ball, and that's tough.
Jump ball down the court.
You got to keep that above your shoulders. And
first foul of the game against number one, Clara Heinen. This will show you.
We'll look to pass.
Down the court now. Up top to Avery Bussing. Pump takes a 3-point shot. She was wide open for it. Didn't take it. Gets out to right. Hazenkamp. Now Bussing. Again, another open 3-point shot. Doesn't take it. Coastal now has it. And it is stolen away. And right there, he had two shots that could have been taken, but.
Yeah, great hands defense. You present that ball out there with the hands. I mean, they're right there to deflect it. It's not like they're hitting the ball, hitting the hand. I mean, they're able to hit the ball out of your hands when you have possession of it. You gotta protect it. You gotta get it on your hip.
Yeah, in those situations, Centralia would try to hold the ball for the next 2 minutes, but fortunately there is a shot clock here for them, so they got to do their most in this time. Krempe getting her first 2 points of the game. 58-34. 24-point lead here for the Centralia Panthers. And another steal here. 21 turnovers now. The Eagles. Dieters foul for the and one. And Dieter is building up her resume in this game with 27 total points and 9 rebounds. And now we're going to see, it looks like, the entire starting lineup for the Eagles come out of the game. Yet still the starting Centralia team is still out on the court.
Well, it looks like he's subbing some kind of kids here.
And it looks like we will see the JV take for both sides. And Dieters finishing with a near double-double with 26 points on this game, 27 points on this game, excuse me, and nearly 10 rebounds. I could have missed one, so she could have had a double-double in this finish. Guaranteeingly, 9, though. 61-34. The drive in, off the backboard, and rebounding is Claire Heinen, the junior, and she loses the ball. But it's grabbed on the baseline by, it's the Hazenkamp. So it'll stay here with the Panthers with 1:10 left to go. They're up 61-34.
Well, like we said coming into this, I mean, Centralia's the real deal. I mean, it's going to, I'll tell you, the next couple games are going to be interesting. Who do they play next? Dauphin West?
The Centralia Panthers will be playing Dauphin West, a ranked team that's in the top 10 rankings in Class 2A.
Yeah, they got a couple of nice players on that team, too. So, yeah, that'll be a good team to, or game to watch, that Valley Heights Hanover game.
Krempe takes a three, could not get it to go in. And Centralia and Jonathan West have both played a familiar opponent on the girls' side, both being in the Clifton Clyde Eagles. If the Clifton Clyde Eagles lost more than by 30 points against the Panthers, and where they only lost to about 10-15 to Donovan West. So it's going to be a really interesting matchup on Thursday.
Oh, one thing about it, Perry Smith, he'll have his D-West team prepared. I mean, he's a good enough coach. He'll get a plan in place to give his team a chance to compete against this Centralia team.
Stahlbaumer with 21 seconds left. Passes it to the right to every Busing. Long two underneath the basket, and that one just thrown up in the air. I think Stahlbaumer was looking toward the backboard, but the wrong end of it as it went off the back. 51-34. 27-point lead here for the Panthers. And they will hold it as time expires, and that will be the final score. Centralia winning 61-34. They will now move on to Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. in the primary gym, again January the 23rd, and they will play the Dauphin West Mustangs, who won over Lynn 55-31. We're back in a couple minutes here for our post-game show, brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate, to talk over the Centralia Panthers and Axel Lady Eagles game. And then after that, stay tuned as we'll have one more game on our night cap here for the Dauphin West Mustangs, taking on the Hanover Wildcats in the boys matchup.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankman Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankman for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankman Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and seven convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome to our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. You can go online at beoutdoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit the bank with Farmers. So let's get out of the way, our player of the bank gone. She's been the player of the bank gone every time I've called the Centralia Panthers. It's Owen Dieters. 27 points on the game, 9 to 10 rebounds, nearly double-double there if she didn't get it. Incredible. She also probably had about 5 to 6 steals, 6 to 7 assists. Just what an incredible night for Owen Dieters as she finished with 27 points, and then Josie Haverkamp was behind her with 10, and then for the Eagles, their leading scorer in the freshman, Reagan Hazenkamp.
Yeah, they're the real deal. I mean, they got great guard play in the, is it the Kramer kid? That's the sophomore, and the Dieters kid. Is that right? I'm saying it right. Yeah, number zero. And they got some great size. So they do in the interior that are very mobile. I mean, this group puts pressure on you nonstop the whole game in the full court, which makes it very difficult. So, I mean, they're the real deal. They're going to be a team that, again, I mean, I'm picking them right there. Their team, I think, is going to go to the point. I'm calling it now. I mean, Division One, it's going to be Centralia and Little River. Until somebody can prove me otherwise, I'm doing the same matchup as what it was in volleyball.
Well, I'm not going to be the one to try to argue your opinion because I have the same. This Centralia team has been incredible. I've seen them meet the best of the best, not the, just the best of the best in 1A, 2A, but 3A.
Yeah.
So it's been incredible. But
they're a great team. They're strong. They're very smart. They know how to play the game. They work together extremely well. Just all those little characteristics that makes you a good team. You can have some great athletes, but if you don't have all the other little pieces that you need, it doesn't work that well. But that group, it just looks like they work so well together. They anticipate things together as a group so well. Now, flipping the page to the Axel team, I know they got beaten and they're probably a little bit discouraged, but nothing to hang their heads about. They played extremely hard. They competed extremely hard. They're extremely young. And the future is definitely looking bright for Axel.
They had Caitlin Detweiler, a freshman with 5 points. Reagan Hazenkamp, a freshman with 9. Maggie Stroffman, a freshman with 7. And then Ava Broxman, who had 2 points as a freshman. So 4 freshmen on your team get on the board. That's incredible. Some other stat lines. Panthers out-rebound the Eagles 32-28. The Panthers only had 9 turnovers, whereas the actual Eagles had 21. By the way, the Panthers usually average forcing 23 turnovers a game, as well as the Panthers finishing with 5 threes, all coming the first half from none other than who else? Owen Dieters. Axel Eagles, they only had 2 threes, all coming from the second half. Panthers, they made 10 free throw shots, and the Axel Eagles, they made 5. This game was close at one point. It was 8-7. The Eagles did have the lead, but after that, it was the Centralia Panthers' way. They dominated that second quarter, outscoring 24-7. The Panthers did get outscored in the third quarter, 14-8, but then went on to outscore the Eagles in the final quarter, 15-3. So we've had 3 games so far. The Valley Heights girls have beaten Clifton Clyde 53-57. We've had the Axel girls now lose to Centralia by the final score 61-37. We've also had the Centralia boys beat Frankfort 54-47. But now we head to the top of the boys bracket for the number 6 ranked team in Class 1A in Division 1. It's the Hanover Wildcats taking on the Class 2A team, the Donovan West Mustangs. We're back in 5 minutes. Stay locked into 92.1 KMZA as tournament coverage here continues. Thanks to our sponsors in CBS Insurance and Seneca, Service Beyond the Sale, Bruna Implement, your local Case Niagara jailer, and B&D Buildings and Axel from concept to completion. And we've got you covered. And we've got you covered for one more game here on 92.1 KMZA, a part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Don't go nowhere. We're back in 5.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So I think Shoop has brought me back a present. He's brought me a whole thing of Doritos Nacho Cheese. Well, it's not the only thing flaming hot, as this entire night has been flaming hot. For us on 92.1 KMZA, we've called three games up to this point. Just a little bit of recap on tonight. Our first game, it was the Valley Heights girls versus Clifton Clyde. They won 63-57. And then we called the boys game, Centralia versus Frankfort boys. Centralia won 54-47. And then we just got done calling Centralia Lady Panthers against the Lady Eagles. And then Centralia, they went on to win that game, by a big margin there, 61-34. And we have our last game now. It's the Jonathan West Mustangs against the Hanover Wildcats. I had a chance to call the Mustangs on Saturday for the first time this season. Let me tell you what, they got some great shooters on the court. They got great athleticism. They return a lot of key pieces from last year. And head coach Derek Shelton's doing a great job bringing this team into motion. They're only 3-6 on the year, but they've played opponents very close. And out four of six of their losses have been by, I believe, 10 or less, and then multiple of those have also been even smaller. So two of those have actually been five or less, and four of those losses have been by nine or less. So you talk about a team that's played really competitive against teams like the Troy Trojans, Mar Hill Mount Academy, and a couple other ones on there too. They have a chance to really compete and make some noise here against Hanover, number six ranked team in Class 1A Division II. The only shortcoming for this Mustangs team, they lack depth. They don't.